Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Morena, Gina, how are you?
I'm very good. Post Writers Festival.
Yes.
Hangover.
How was it?
Out, going to keep booking today. I only went to one day, actually, in the gala on Thursday, but it was so nice.
Totally.
Feels weird because it's the wrong time of year.
Yes.
So it's very strange, but nice.
Used to it being like starting to get cold and you're sort of wearing your big jacket. Now it's starting to get warm and everyone's optimistically wearing t-shirts on days that it's not quite warm enough for
yet. That wind chill factor. It's all about the layers at the moment.
It absolutely is. What book have you brought us this morning?
I've got a memoir today. This is called The Last Days by Ali Miller, a memoir of faith, desire and freedom. And so she grew up on the Scottish borders in the early 80s, and when her dad left her mum was a single mum looking for something. She was looking for a religion, and by ho, at that vulnerable moment, the Jehovah's Witnesses landed on her doorstep, which she plunged into.
Wow.
Bringing her children along the way. So yeah, from there, Ellie was enveloped along in her mum's journey in this very strict and isolated community.
Wow.
So I think part of the terrifying thing about this religion, to me, and what she describes, is that you're, as a little child, being told the world's going to end at any moment, very soon. Be prepared.
It's a lot to process. A lot to process.
Therefore, a lot of nightmares. Her family's... She had insight into what they call worldly people because her outer family weren't Jehovah's Witnesses. Mm. So she thinks they're all going to die. Education's not a priority because the world is, well, in their eyes, the world's going to get better. Their life is going to get better and they'll live in paradise. No blood transfusions. So, you know, that's a wild, you know, to give it, her as a child being told, coached, being told, being telling the doctor for a mouth operation that she doesn't want a blood transfusion.
Bloody hell.
And then also the role of women in that society as well. So this leads to all the hallmarks of like a culty religion of self-blame and guilt, which for her led to eating disorders, problems with alcohol. But, you know, she was always a reader and she was secretly reading these books and then had this, you know, little hints of Christmas from her grandparents. And once she, you know, things start changing once she becomes her mother herself and married. So it captures her experience of leaving the religion, which also means leaving her mother and leaving...
It's a lot, isn't it?
Leaving that behind. So I think if you really like those books, like Educated is the first one, and think of like if you've got quite curious about Gloria Vale, etc., I think this would be a really interesting book for you to read. It's quite a privilege to be able to read and have a voice of someone who's lived that. I feel like she's still quite distant. And it's not, I wouldn't say it's like meaty, saying every single detail. Like, I'm kind of like, where did your money come from? Like, what was your job? But so she really focuses on certain points of that. But that could be stuff that she's still working through on her own. Very easy read, easy to get into. Just a good memoir. Interesting not being really American, because I find a lot of those religious books, not that I've read heaps of them, but are quite hyper-American.
So. And they sort of feel like they're on a faraway planet in the first place.
Yeah.
I don't know, that's how I feel when I read something about the cult sort of religion space of America. You're like, wow, that happens on Mars. You know, it feels very far away. Having it sort of a little bit more, closer to home in some ways.
I mean, it's around Edinburgh, it's all the street names are of the Dunedin streets that I grew up in. You feel little bit of a connection and think, gosh, how does that happen? And it's just a woman being taken at a vulnerable moment. And
it sounds quite freaky, but also interesting. I think knowing that she gets out is always a good way to read a book like this.
Definitely. I mean, the fact that she's written this book and found writing and found a voice is a good end. You know going in. But still, yeah. So fascinating. Sometimes more questions than answers, really. But...
maybe she'll write a second one. It's always quite interesting when people do a memoir follow-up. I'm always fascinated. They're like, yeah, actually, I didn't get through all my bits, so I'm going to write a little bit more about it.
I had more to say. Yeah, like Tis by Frank McCourt. I was such an Angela's Ashes kid when I was little. But yeah, so great. Yeah, really, I just thought it was really good. Very interesting. I definitely thought of Educated. So there's a lot of people that really like that book by Tara Westover.
Yeah, so this is Ali Miller,
The Last Days. It's on the shelf at Time Out now. It's published by Ebury Press. It's $35. And yeah, come say hi. And also, so many new releases are coming in at the moment, and it's kind of wild. Like all the cookbooks, Christmas cookbooks.
I was going to say, dare I say Christmas is on the way?
I was like super freaked out to see Jamie Oliver's new book. I'm like, but this comes... in time for Christmas, and oh no, it's coming
ching,
up.
Ching, ching, yeah.
So no, it's all good.
Excellent, thank you, Jenna. We'll see you in the shop.
Ka kite.
That was Loose Reads.
Got a.